Galileo's head was on the block. Crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Hustle. It's John Lamoureux. Okay, this week I'm so excited. I think one of the most important artists of the last 35 years or so have been the Indigo Girls. Think about in so many ways, it feels like our society does not make any progress. But in some ways, in some social, cultural issues, progress has been made. And I have to think that these two ladies have something to do with that. And this week, we get to hear from Amy Ray. So, it's a tumultuous time in our country. And hearing the perspective of an Indigo Girl, I think, carries a lot of value. Now, this conversation isn't entirely heavy politics. It does start out that way. I think that's interesting. Like it or not, that's what these girls carry with them wherever they go. Their artistry, their achievements are all in the face of the challenges and the obstacles they've had to overcome to get there. They are two of the best songwriters we have. And to be wearing the homosexuality and the social issues, the fights for change, the Black Lives Matter-ness of everything that they do so proudly for so long has changed the culture, I think. So anyway, we talk about all of these things, but we also talk about how they make their music. They put out a great album last year called Look Long. Amy put out a fantastic solo album a couple of years ago called Holler. And there's more than that. I mean, the peak period was that kind of late 80s, early 90s. Into mid-90s, but they're still out there making really great stuff, and it deserves more attention. So we talk about, like, what goes into the motivation of making new music now, you know? How do you do it? And what's interesting is, as you guys know, I'm from Salt Lake City. That's a big stronghold for the Indigo Girls. And I thought it would be interesting, what's it like performing for people who love you but disagree with you so fully politically on so many issues? That's got to be weird, too. In fact, the night before she and I talked, they played a show in Salt Lake City. So we talk about all of those things. A huge thanks has to be given to Brian Morris, our very devout listener. Brian, when Nancy Griffith died, reached out to some artists that we love to see if they would come on and talk with us about her, and Amy agreed. And so we discussed Nancy in here as well, which is a big deal. Nancy was a great artist as well. Anyway, so much to cover. One of the greatest there is. One of the greatest there's ever been, if you ask me. She called me from a hotel room in Cleveland.